Our WRVA reporter Michael Bauer joins us now to discuss the news this morning that the president may have had enough of his Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen. I mean, what happened here? Has she done something wrong?
Well, I would think in the president's eye, there have been a couple of different missteps throughout her tenure there, Department of Homeland Security. They're expecting that she may be gone as soon as this week. Again, you can go back to even May, where she had reportedly drafted her own resignation letter back then, and that there have been sort of clashes with President Trump along the way, not only prior to that, but since that time. It's been uncertain at best in most occasions, that's what people would call it, that resignation letter, that she did a poor job securing the U.S.-Mexico border. We've heard the president not only talk about that, but also tweet about that. So that element of things, and especially when you see how this all kind of came together in the last-ditch efforts prior to the midterm elections with the caravan coming up, and then it's sort of dying off, there hasn't really been a resolution towards that element of things. And when her first and foremost job, according to President Trump, was border security and how she was going to take care of that, the questions here are more than the answers that we've got from Kirstjen Nielsen, and that the fact is she may have been unhappy for several months. President Trump may have been considering a candidate to replace her during that time frame. So it looks like this was something that was bound to happen. It just seems to be happening sooner rather than later.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, there's always trouble in these senior positions. It's a lot of it's how you manage your own people. So it seems odd to give her the boot. Let's talk about
the advisors going, you know, hey, listen, maybe grab somebody in the executive branch because this would be the fourth secretary in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, how would you like to be just a rank middle level manager at DHS? It seems like you would have no idea.
No idea whatsoever what's happening.
So the president and the vice president both skipped the ceremonies at Arlington Cemetery for Veterans Day yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I guess the president would say, hey, I just spent an entire weekend in France commemorating the end of World War I. But gosh, it seems like that was not a smart decision given the controversy that surrounded skipping that one ceremony outside of Paris. Why give people who are already being critical of you another reason to bash you? Fair or not?
Right. Right. And then that you add into that then the servicemen and women who are kind of taking this on a personal level as well. Not only the fact that you skipped out on the 100th anniversary, the ceremony that you were going to be having at the cemetery for the fallen soldiers, but then you come back to the U.S. and you sort of skip out on Veterans Day there. It's got people all across the country, service members in particular, and family members of service members concerned in regards to where's the president paying honor to the troops? Where's that? Now, we know that Vice President Pence was scheduled to take off and go to Japan yesterday to begin talks with Shinzo Abe. But from there, we don't know why either of them weren't there, why you didn't have either of them for any sort of a public appearance, and why, in fact, you did have the president technically putting a travel cap on at 10 a.m. or shortly thereafter, saying that he would not be leaving the White House on any element. And that, again, is it a rain thing? Is it a service thing? What else is going on here that we don't have any answers to? Because the president continued to tweet throughout the whole day, was making comments about the elections in Florida, was making comments about Emmanuel Macron's comments about whether or not the U.S. was some sort of an enemy when it came to building up troops and war-based information that came out over the weekend. There was a lot of things that the president was tweeting about, but seemingly wasn't out there to represent or honor the troops on Veterans Day, and that's got a lot of people concerned.
Well, it's interesting to observe. I can't tell in this case whether it's a cheap shot or whether it's just a miscalculation on the White House's part. But I appreciate the update. Michael Bauer, our WRVA reporter. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your morning.
Yeah. You know, it does surprise me. I've been to a whole bunch of Memorial Days where the president speaks. And in fact, a few where President Bush came back after long trips, I want to say over to Afghanistan or to Baghdad, and then was at Arlington the next morning. And we were all standing there thinking, is he going to show up? I mean, he just got off the plane. He was there. Same thing with President Obama, to be honest with you. You can't hand over a mallet for people to beat you over the head with because they're looking for ways to do it. And seemed like an easy error, in my opinion. 641 here on this Tuesday.